Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Saturday, November 2nd. An Owensound man has been charged in a stabbing. City police say at 7 a.m. yesterday, a man walked into the lobby of the Owensound police station after having been stabbed in the torso in the area of the 900 block of 3rd Avenue East. The man was provided first aid by police officers and was transported to Bright Shores Hospital by Gray County EMS. Police were able to identify the suspect and arrest them a short while later. Police say the search of the crime scene resulted in the recovery of the knife that was used in the assault. Police determined the stabbing was a case of mistaken identity in which the accused falsely believed that the victim had stolen from him. A new community strategic plan addressing drugs and alcohol is being launched by Grey Bruce Community Safety and Well-Being Planning. The new plan serves as a roadmap towards the overall vision of improving the health, well-being, and safety of communities in Bruce and Grey counties, as well as the Saugeen Ojibwe Nation. The priorities outlined are to reduce the harms of opioids and drug supply, reducing the harms of alcohol use, and reducing stigma and its impacts. Bruce County says the 2025 to 2029 strategic plan for the community drug and alcohol strategy was developed through a process that included both planning and engagement with community partner organizations and with people who have experienced substance use. The Beaver Valley Community School in Thornbury is seeing the launch of the Backyard Habitat Project, which includes a new outdoor natural space. The Blue Water District School Board says students and staff were joined by parents and guardians, as well as volunteers, donating businesses, and a representative of Tree Canada on October 10th for the launch of the project. With support from a $9,500 grant received earlier this year from Tree Canada, the project included the planting of trees and shrubs, benefiting insects and birds, as well as other local wildlife. Bayshore Broadcasting's Owensound radio stations are teaming up with the Salvation Army this month for the second annual 560 CFOS Community Food Drive. Salvation Army Community Family Service Director Alice Wannan says the need in the community is up 20% this year.
We're seeing families that are working part-time now that aren't making it. We're seeing our senior population who are struggling to pay their rent and still have something to eat at the end of each month.
Bayshore Broadcasting radio stations Mix 106.5, Country 93.7, and 560 CFOS will be broadcasting live alongside Salvation Army volunteers at different locations from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. On to national news, Canada's industry minister is calling on the Competition Bureau to probe whether Canadian landlords are using AI software in alleged rent-fixing schemes. According to media reports, in a letter to Competition Bureau Commissioner Matthew Boswell, François-Philippe Champagne urged him to use the tools within the Competition Act to look at the use of algorithmic pricing in the rental market. Champagne's call is not the first urging the Bureau to take action, with the NDP making a similar request in September following an antitrust lawsuit filed in the United States. In sports, in the PJHL yesterday, Hanover beat Walkerton 4-1 and Mount Forest beat Fergus 4-3. In more local hockey, the Saugeen Shores Winterhawks beat Milverton 5-4 yesterday. In the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League, the Knights of Meaford beat West Nipissing 5-1. While the Owensound Attack had a rare Friday off, they are set to play back-to-back home games at the Bayshore today and tomorrow. The Attack plays Saginaw at 4 this afternoon. In the NHL, Ottawa lost to the Rangers 2-1, Winnipeg beat Columbus 6-2, and Calgary beat New Jersey 3-0. In the NBA, the Raptors fell to the Lakers 131-125. And in the CFL Division Semifinals, Toronto is hosting Ottawa in the East Semi today, and then the BC Lions will play Saskatchewan tomorrow. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.